Infertility is a deeply personal and often challenging journey affecting millions of women worldwide. While medical advancements offer various treatments, many women are seeking holistic approaches. Embracing a holistic approach to infertility involves addressing physical, emotional, spiritual, and lifestyle factors to optimize overall well-being. On today's show, I had the privilege of interviewing Becca Yan, a fertility educator and hormone coach. She shares her personal infertility journey, and now she uses her experience to help other women to become pregnant. So, friend, if you're ready to end the frustration associated with infertility in exchange for a holistic plan that works, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Welcome to the show, friend. I pray that you had an amazing weekend. It blesses me to see you showing up week after week. Know that you are deeply, deeply appreciated. And if you'd like to hang out with me more, I have a community on Facebook with other women just like you. You can click on the Join My Community link in today's show notes to be a part of it. I can't wait to see you in the group. Today's show is a special one. It's an interview surrounding the topic of infertility. I've never personally experienced infertility. However, one of my sisters went through this painful struggle, and it truly impacted my family in a way that I had never seen. She openly talks about what she and her husband went through. And now God has blessed them with a little girl, and we are so elated that their second baby is due this summer. And so I'm excited about having this conversation surrounding infertility because it's an issue that so many women face. They struggle with it, and they simply want answers so that they can have children. Well, today I pray that you will receive wisdom and insight on overcoming infertility as I interview Becca Yan. Becca has worked with dozens of women and couples nationwide to empower them in their fertility health. As a psychology major, a femme educator, and a fiat hormone coach, she is well respected in the fertility education community. She loves helping women understand their body in God's design and how to support it naturally so that they can get pregnant inside of her course, Fertility Framework. I hope that you enjoy this interview just as much as I did doing it. Without further ado, let's get into the interview. So welcome to the show today, Becca.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, it is a pleasure to have you on the show today. You know, there are so many topics that women approach me with, I'm sure that you with, when it comes to hormonal health, fertility health, all of the above. And so can you share a little bit about how you got started in this work and how you got here, Becca?
Absolutely. Yeah, I never thought I would be doing this. So it's definitely, yeah, something I never thought I would do. I had two healthy pregnancies, mostly healthy. I was kind of not in a healthy living at that point, very just traditional, lots of McDonald's and Chick-fil-A to survive the babies and all that. And then we got pregnant again, and I was at a pretty low place in my health in life, but just kind of accepted, like, okay, pregnancy again, here we are. And I didn't really honor it. And we ended up miscarrying that baby at 15 weeks. And it was awful. And of course, I went through all the questions of why did this happen? Why did this happen? And just tried to start diving into research after the grieving part. And then we experienced two chemical pregnancies after that. And so it was at that point we were just kind of at rock bottom, and the Lord was really gracious and led us to, I'm Protestant in faith, but they led us to our Catholic friends, and they were like, we were like, okay, they know what they're doing. They're spacing out their children. We need to figure out some way where we can pause and having babies right now so I can get healthy and figure out what's going on. And so they explained to us what fertility awareness methods were. And I thought it was total bogus and totally crazy. So I'm excited to be able to bring some awareness to that to your listeners today. But we learned about that, and there are basically methods to naturally avoid pregnancy, or you use the methods to help get pregnant. And so we learned about that, we implemented it, and we were able to avoid for a season, which was very needed because I was very unhealthy. And as I found a doctor, probably one pretty similar to yourself, who is getting down to the root cause and working with the hormones and all that. So I was working with that, and I found a hormone coach. And so my hormone coach just like sat with me for an hour or two and worked with me on like little things I could change, you know, how I would respond in anxiety to my kid, or, you know, what did I eat first thing in the morning? What did I eat with my coffee? Like, what's a little thing I could change there? And so she worked with me on all those little nitty gritty things that didn't seem like they'd make a difference, but they really did. And so I ended up becoming both a fertility awareness teacher and a hormone coach so that I could help women kind of go through the journey that I did. And the Lord did bless us with another baby, or triple rainbow, and she's almost one now, and she's a crazy, crazy little girl and a beautiful gift. So yeah, so that's kind of how I got into all of this.
One of the things that just really resonated with me so much when you said it, Becca, you said that even though you grew up like, or were a part of the Protestant faith, you went to our Catholic brothers and sisters, and they were doing something so different. And so just being open, sometimes God takes us down those paths that we have no idea what they're going to look like, but we know that if we go, that there is something there. And so just having a mindset to be open to do different things other than what we've been doing is totally, totally different. And so you said that they were doing something in the realm of the cycle charting. And this is something that's new to me. I've heard a little bit about it, but for those women who are listening, Becca, what is cycle charting? What does that look like?
Yeah. So you can call it cycle charting. You can call it fertility awareness methods or any of that. And the frustrating thing is, like, if you type that into Google, you don't get great answers, you know, and it's crazy. Like even now, knowing everything I know, sometimes I'll teach classes on this at churches or something. And I always like to find different handouts and resources, and they're so scarce and it's ridiculous. So this is a very well-known thing in the Catholic Church because it's required for couples going through marriage prep to take a fertility awareness class, which is awesome. I think that's awesome. And I feel like it's such a miss in the Protestant church that we don't even talk about it. You know, you get some hands, you know, some advice about, well, here's some birth control options. Try to pick one that's not abortifacient. Good luck. And like, that's basically what we get. So basically fertility awareness methods, there are probably 5 to 6 different ones. They're all based off of the same research that was done in the, between the 50s to 80s. Discovering the woman's ovulation cycle and discovering her different bodily signs that can tell her if she's ovulating. So things like cervical mucus and basal body temperature and dryness and moods and symptoms, and more recently, different hormonal tests that she can do. So testing for the luteinizing hormone surge or the LH surge. Everyone's kind of familiar with like ovulation predictor kits. It's testing LH. And so it's all of the methods are based off of the same science, and they apply it differently. They apply their method differently to avoid or achieve pregnancy.
Yeah, and one of the things that you said that, and I think it's so true, and I found this a lot like within the church setting too, like there are certain things that are so taboo, Becca, that we don't talk about, especially when it comes to sex education, marriage. There are just certain things that are not really spoken of in a very deep way. Many times it's very superficial, but I think that we need to look at it from the way that God created every aspect of who we are, and to become comfortable with talking about these issues that are impacting so many of our lives, because it's kind of like the scripture says, God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So we've got to take a look at what are we going on in our lives, whether it's, you know, fertility or sex education within the aspect of marriage, and how to properly prepare couples for marriage. And so when you found that out, what was that like for you to even know that that was available, like in a church setting?
Yeah, it was very frustrating to me. In the church that I go to, they say anything that just makes you really mad, that's the area you need to be serving in. And so I felt so angry that we had asked probably four or five different OBs, like, is there anything other than birth control? Is there anything other than birth control that we can do to, you know, plan out our babies? And the answer was always no. No. And I was kind of furious when I found out, like, oh, these are actually scientifically evidence-based methods to do this. And not only that, like, they're fantastic to use as methods to avoid or achieve pregnancy, up to 99% effective as the pill. But it's also, and I think this is important for your listeners, learning how to chart your cycle with one of these methods also tells you a lot about your hormonal health. And so, you know, when I look at a person's chart, you know, not being a licensed medical professional, we still are trained to see signs of like, ooh, you may have some estrogen dominance going on. You might have some thyroid issues. You may have low progesterone, or, oh, like your cycle's awesome and you're probably going to be able to get pregnant very easily. Or, you know, hey, I have some concerns. Like, let's work through this naturally. Let's bring in a doctor if we need to, you know, we'll recommend out as we need to. But it's crazy. You can learn all of that just from looking at a woman's chart.
And I think that's so key that you shared that, because there are so many women who are struggling, Becca, who may not have this knowledge, that may not have this awareness, that if they have the information, if they have the resources to know, okay, my hormones might be off in this level. And as you said, it might be estrogen dominance, or there could be some thyroid hormonal issues that are going on, you know, in her life. But having someone to work with to help her to understand that could really be the breakthrough that she needs, versus having so many unanswered questions, but really making it simplified for her to understand that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how simplified it is, and it really puts the woman's health and advocacy in her hands. Like, she's holding her paper chart and she can be like, hey doc, like, this is what my chart is doing, and this is what I know that says about my spotting or my brown bleeding or the type of mucus I'm having. And so she just becomes more of a partner with her medical team to be able to advocate for herself.
No, that's so good. And so if a woman were to reach out to you, Becca, and they're sharing, you know, Becca, I've been facing infertility issues, like, what are some of the first steps that you would take with her?
Yeah, thank you. That's an awesome question. So the first thing I like to do is I want you to learn how to chart. Like, let's learn how to chart. I know that's not the answer that most people want to hear, but the second you learn how to chart, then you start writing the book that your body has been trying to tell you. And we want to look at, you know, 30 to 60 days of charting to see okay, what's your body telling us? Because we can tell a lot by your symptoms, but the language doesn't lie, the numbers don't lie, that kind of thing. So we want to observe that. So that's the first thing we do. And then the second thing we do is I do a general hormone assessment with the woman, and we're looking at like, okay, what could be the root cause issue that's going on? Is it your gut? Is it a clogged up liver? Are we concerned about your thyroid? Are we concerned about inflammation? What do we think your hormones are telling us just based off of your symptoms before we can look at the actual body data? And from there, I like to give some recommendations on diet and maybe some supplementation, or like, let's just talk about your sleep. Let's talk about how are you doing with stress? Sometimes it's just those really basic things, as you know, that, I mean, if a woman's not sleeping, then that's like the first thing we're going to work on of going through some strategies for that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you said that I absolutely love is that as she begins to chart, that she's writing the book regarding the language that her body's speaking or what it's been trying to tell her. And I think that is such an important statement that you made, because as women, we must start listening to our bodies, because they do have a language and they're speaking all of the time. And so having that tool, that resource to chart, to really listen to what is my body saying, what does all of this data mean, so that she can really gauge, you know, where she is at.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And it is, I see it as a responsibility. I think it's important for women, especially when they're wanting to get pregnant, to balance that desire with not allowing it to become an idol, and being responsible for the temple that the Lord has given us. And so I think that there's this fine balancing act here of caring for our temple that the Lord's given us with open hands and being really responsible, because this health journey thing, you know, it's like, ooh, okay, we got a clean house. You know, I really like to think about the temple in the Old Testament that the Israelites had to take care of. They honored it. They kept it clean. They did the things that they needed to do with it, because that is where the Lord resided. And now, you know, we are the Lord's temple, and this is where the Holy Spirit resides. So I think it is really important to tend to our temples, know what they're saying, know what the needs are, and taking care of it. But at the same time, knowing like, this is just the temple, but like, God is in charge. God lives inside of me, and having that holy reverence in this journey and in this desire to getting pregnant, and kind of balancing the two.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's so good that you shared that about our bodies being a temple, because I think for so long, Becca, that piece or that component has been missing from our spiritual lives, like as believers, because we talk about the spiritual aspect of who we are as believers and loving God, having relationship with Holy Spirit. But when it comes to the physical part of taking care of the temple, we have to have a total mindset shift regarding that, to say, you know what, how I take care of my body does matter to God. What I'm putting in my body does matter to God. How I'm protecting and preserving this temple truly does matter. And so when you are working with women, is that a piece or a component that is included in your work?
Yeah, that's such a good, thank you. Man, you asked such great questions. Yeah, so I know that there's not a lot, but there are people out there who teach how to chart your cycle and who teach how to balance your hormones and what are things you can do naturally. But it's like, let's also talk about the spiritual part of this. Let's not take care of the temple and never talk about the spirit. You know, we think about mind, body, spirit. So part of what I do through my course is I went on a long journey with the Lord of fertility moments of women in the Bible. And so God just like showed me all of these incredible lessons that we can learn from different women in the Bible and their fertility journeys. And it's surprising the roads that we go down on, and learn, and I call it taking these different moments of these women. So we have a Ruth moment, we have a Sarah moment, we have a Hannah moment, you know, so we have all these different moments of observing these women in the Bible, how they handled their fertility journey. Some of them handled it with open hands, some of them handled it with closed hands, and we can learn from them both. So that is part of what I, you know, teach and support women with too.
And I absolutely love the biblical component in there, because sometimes, you know, how the word says there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah.
I think that this might be a situation that is unique to our time that we're living in, but thousands of years ago, women were facing the same challenges in their fertility journeys, but having that God factor in there and seeing how they really handled that, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a huge revelation to me. So you may have already clicked with this, and many others have, but it was the first time for me to realize that the first matriarchs of Israel all wrestled with infertility. So Sarah, Rebecca, and Rachel, back to back to back. And this was, you know, right after the curse of sin, you know, of Eve. I will multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions. And so I, you know, do like to talk about how sorrow and hardship is connected to conceptions, whether you have a lot of babies and that's hard, you know, that can be really physically hard, or, you know, maybe you do get pregnant, but you lose the baby. That's difficult. And then maybe you want to get pregnant, as we see in these matriarchs, but it's not happening. And it's really interesting studying those women and other women in the Bible for how did they handle that? And what can we learn from that?
Oh, and you just hit on some key revelations. So I've known about Sarah, Rebecca, Hannah. But that scripture that you just said, Becca, that I will multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions, that right there, I don't think we look at that in the aspect of fertility.
Right.
Like, I never looked at it like that until you mentioned it right here at that moment.
Yeah, that's something I really wrestled with, because, you know, here I am, Lord, I'm serving women who are desiring to get pregnant. And you read that Genesis 3:16, and frankly, in most English versions right now, they take out that first line. So the version that I quote, I think it's either the King James Version or New King James Version. We won't go into all the Bible translation stuff, but that's a whole nother can of worms. All of them are beautiful in their own way, right? But it's very fascinating to me, because a lot of the English translations just say that, or imply that, the woman will suffer in childbearing, and then her desire will be for her husband and he will rule over her. And it really only amplifies on it's going to hurt when she has babies. And I just wrestled with the Lord on that for a while, because I'm like, Lord, like, what does this say to the woman who can't get pregnant? Like, is she, like, and I know, like, the thoughts of, am I not even worthy to bear the consequence of sin? You know what I mean? And I couldn't settle with that. And so I started reading, I don't read Hebrew, but I love to look at, like, the Hebrew and the Greek translations, and really look through, you know, what does it actually say, and read different versions of the Bible to get the fullness of the most understanding that I can get. And there are some, lots of translations that just take out the, I will multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and they just keep the part in of, I will multiply thy pain in childbearing. And so, I'm like, okay, that's really important. We keep that in there, because that's a third layer of understanding for us as women to know what we're going to be wrestling with in our lives and in this broken world.
And that's so, so good to, again, really embrace that revelation and understand that there's a spiritual component to this journey as well, not just a physical one, but there's a spiritual component to this as well. And so, ladies, if you are listening, and if it's not you, or if there's a sister, a friend, someone that you know that is going through a journey of infertility, and you're wanting to align with someone who is of like precious faith, you want to be able to align with someone who has wisdom, understanding, revelation, and knowledge, I am highly encouraging you to connect with Becca in the work that God has called her to do. And so for those ladies that are listening, Becca, where can they find you?
You can find me at my website. I'm like off Instagram. It's just not a thing for me. So just my website, beccayon.com. And you can connect with me with my course or on the podcast. I'm the host of For the Love of Hormones podcast, and it's a lot of fun. So, those are the two different places over on my website.
Awesome. So Becca Yawn, and that's BekahYawn.com. And I'm also going to put her link in the show notes. So thank you for sharing that, Becca.
Thank you so much.
And so I'm excited about this course that you have to offer, you know, for the ladies that are listening. I know you shared a little bit about it, but is there anything in particular that you just, is there a certain part of the course that you just absolutely love that you would want every woman to experience it while you were creating it? What would that be?
Oh, that's a hard thing because it's like all of it. But, you know, I think that the part that most women need is not exactly what they want. Like, they want to know, how do I naturally increase my progesterone, or how do I balance my hormones? Which, you know, I work with you on like natural things you can do and all of that. But honestly, having the cycle charting education in there is huge. I'm certified through FEMM, F-E-M-M, Fertility Education and Medical Management. It's one of the newer fertility awareness methods. And so you get the full FEMM education inside of the course. That alone is three, like if you were to do it one-on-one with an educator, it's 3 1.5 to 2 hour sessions. And so, you know, like I compare learning the language of your body as learning a language, right? Like if you, if you've ever studied Spanish or Chinese or whatever. And I mean, women who just download the Flow app or, you know, get a device, it's like downloading Google Translate and thinking you can just speak in Chinese and get it. And it's not gonna happen. You need to have an interpreter. You need to study this. You need to learn a little bit more. Our bodies are very complex, and we're made by an unfathomably complex creator. And we're given this gift of knowledge in this age that is very recent and new, and it's a beautiful thing. So I think that that's just really, really important.
No, and I think so. And as you should, I think we are blessed to live in this time, Becca, where there is an explosion of knowledge, and we are so blessed to be able to obtain that knowledge, because when we have that knowledge, we can apply it to our lives, to our situations, to really move into those places and those spaces that God really does have for us when it comes to our overall health. Because he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. So he wants us to be well in our bodies, in our minds, in our spiritual life as well. And so the fact that you bring this into the fertility work is which I absolutely love, because I don't think I've come across a Christian believer for fertility coach. And so just to be able to have the resource where the ladies can align with someone who is of like precious faith is just an amazing thing.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's wonderful to just be able to share on your show and hopefully encourage everyone.
And so as we're wrapping up, Becca, is there anything that you would like for the ladies to know?
Man, I just want to encourage you that if you're dealing with the hormone imbalance, or you're dealing with the infertility or recovering from miscarriage, you're absolutely not alone. And I just love to think of how the passages where it says we are in the shadow of the Father's wings, and you know, he is our strength. The joy of the Lord, I mean, is our strength and our song. He's our salvation. So just want to encourage you that you are not alone, and the Lord is with you. You're under his wings. And just to always seek his discernment, you know, after this episode, say, okay, Lord, what do I do with that? You know, don't just be a sponge and take things in and never squeeze things out. Like, ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want me to do with this information?
No, that is good wisdom, good advice, Becca. And It has truly been a blessing hosting you on the show today. I've learned some things. I'm definitely going to be referring some people your way. And so thank you so much for opening your heart and enlightening us to the God factor within the fertility journey for women. So thank you so much for being a guest on my show today, Becca.
Thank you for having me.
Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.